you know, local media has an agenda that they're going to serve. I don't know who's in charge of it or what it is, if it's like a headless monster.
Why? This is a question.
Walking backwards. Yeah. Something sacred.
I don't know the names of the Creeps songs. Those
running
are
in circles.
Just pop in and let play.
Sea of Glass.
The Flight and the Fall.
I love Ozzy. I think he's the true definition of a rock star. So care about
bumper speakers. Anybody else have any interesting stories they don't want to tell?
This is Doug from After the Fall. Hey, this is John Lane from the Thriving Tropics of Leechburg, Pennsylvania.
The Pennsylvania Rock Show. Featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer.
Hey, you're tuned to the Pennsylvania Rock Show, featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer, coming at you from Leechburg, Pennsylvania. With me tonight is David Hipchin. Did I say that right?
Yes, yes, you did.
Nice. What's up?
Oh, just anxiously awaiting the release of our new album that's currently in the mixing and mastering stages. And I hope to have it sent out for replication soon.
Did you record that on your own or did you go somewhere?
We wound up going to a studio in near Salzburg called Pogo Studios.
I actually have not heard of that one. And it's not that far away.
Yeah, I hadn't heard of it either until my friend Greg, who was playing drums on the album, I had wanted to use Cobble Sound Studio.
I have heard of them.
Over in Plum. And I spoke with Clint there a couple of times and his studio was awesome and I hit it off with him. And I just couldn't make the timing work because my friend Greg that was playing drums on this album, he got a job working steady nights. And, you know, the other guys were working days. I was laid off at the very beginning of all this. So it didn't really matter to me. But, you know, all of Clint's weekends at Cobble Sound were booked up for, you know, the foreseeable future. So the idea was to try and get a couple of weekdays in. And, it became apparent that wasn't going to happen. So we had to find some place where we could do some weekends. And and Greg says, hey, you know, there's this studio over in Salzburg. We could check them out. So I found him on Facebook and I listened to some of his samples on his SoundCloud. And, I could tell right away that his sound quality was very good, but there wasn't a whole lot in the way of rock music really for samples there. And I thought, well, what the heck? Let's give him a call. And I told him the same thing. I said, your sound quality sounds really good, but I noticed there's not much rock music. How would you feel about getting a rock band in? And he was like, absolutely, you know, come on down. So his name is Tyler McGuire that has the studio, and he's a younger guy.
Does he have a website?
I believe he does.
We'll look.
I found him on Facebook, honestly. So I'm going to look right now.
While you're looking, you mentioned the band, but you haven't, and a few names, but we haven't put it all together. Do you have a name picked out for the band?
Yes. We are going to be Tilted Shadows.
Cool. Are you doing acoustic or are you doing electric in that? Or some of each.
Well, it started out, I was telling you earlier, it started out as a bunch of songs that I wrote acoustically. And once we started getting together and rehearsing the songs, it's a 7-song EP that we have coming out first. And we started getting together and practicing these songs and, we got into the studio, and really the songs are no longer acoustic. And that's okay, really. You know, I wasn't sure what to make of it at first. I was like, oh, wow, I didn't really think it was going to be like this or that. But I didn't, not in a bad way. You know, this was all in a good way. This was all the, what I like to call the human element of music, the spontaneity and the chemistry of it, and to see how these songs kind of evolved from me and my, crappy little pocket recorder in the bathroom, trying to get through the songs all in one take so I could send them out to the other guys, to the bass player, to the drummer, to the lead guitar player, and they could start thinking of what to do with them to, you know, what our final product turned into in the studio.
Were they recording in their bathrooms as well?
I'm not sure.
I mean, I understand, small area, you can control what's going on. Direct opposite of what the problem we're having here tonight.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was just, I'm looking at the Facebook page for Pogo Studios now, and he has a SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/Pogo Recording Studio.
Okay. That works. And people can find him that way.
Yes. And, this guy knows his stuff. We were very pleased, we met him and we started talking and working and, you know, setting up to get the click, you know, getting the click tracks done with the drums. And there was actually a couple songs, that we did not do to a click, for the same reason that I was talking about earlier, the human element of the music. I pointed out to Tyler at the studio that, you know, really, I have no interest in playing every part, you know, 100 times to make it digitally correct. This is rock and roll, you know, and, you know, while we do want it to, we want to put our best foot forward. Yes, absolutely. But we don't want it to sound manufactured. We don't want to lose the human element of getting together and playing.
So as I called the show earlier, before we got on, you want a little bit of rawness in there. So it's real.
Yes, absolutely.
Does the band Tilted Shadows have a website?
Not yet. I've been working on, I have a Facebook page ready to launch. I'm trying to get some of the artwork together. I have a couple different friends working on some artwork that's going to be like our cover art for the CD and all that. And, I want to have all those things in order. And I do also want to launch a website as well, in time for the CD to come out.
And while we were off the air, you were mentioning that you were hoping to have that done. Do you have a time frame on it?
Initially, honestly, I thought this would be done like a couple months ago. But like I said, I was laid off of my job at the time, so I had nothing, quote unquote, nothing else to do. But right now, it looks like ideally, I wanted to have it out by like the second week of June, which theoretically could still happen. It may not, and that's okay. But only because I was hoping we kind of have our first show booked as Tilted Shadows at the Belmont Complex in Wescatanning. July 11th, we are playing a veterans benefit, and there's going to be some other bands there. The Clarks are going to be there. My friends, Jeff Stauffer and Brett Cogley, they have a group called Aliantis. They're going to be there. There's a jazz band that hails from Ford City called Hefner and Hefner, who's going to be there.
Hefner. What was he a teacher at one point?
I'm not sure. I know he's there's a guy named Stanley. It's Stanley and his sister. Or Stanley plays the keys and the organs, the keyboards.
I think the teacher was Steve.
Yes. Right. Right. Yeah. I think they're all, related and I've looked, I wasn't familiar with them at first. And, so I looked them up online, Hefner and Hefner, and they really play some very good jazz music. Stanley's sister is the singer, I believe, and she has a really great voice for singing that style of jazz.
I have to look them up. Not necessarily for the show, but, you know, the AK music scene portion of it I can do something with.
Sure.
I tell you what, let's take a break. We'll listen to some of the unsigned music that I have here. I have some new stuff. And I just blanked who sent it to me. See how that goes?
Sure.
Wow. Leja Stark. I posted that. We'll play some Leja Stark. Is there anybody in particular you would like to hear?
Are you speaking with respect to local bands?
Yes.
Regional acts?
Let's go with local.
I like so many local acts. You know what? Let me think on that.
Okay. I'll ask you at the end of next segment then.
Uh-huh.
All right. So if you're just tuning in with me tonight is David Hitchen from Tilt at Shadows. My name is Bill. It's the Pennsylvania Rock Show, and we will be right back. This is the Pennsylvania Rock Show. My name is Bill, and with me tonight is David Hipchen from Tilt at Shadows.
Yay.
So, you play out acoustically.
Yes.
Do you have any shows coming up for that?
I do. This coming Saturday, May 30th, we are, myself and our bass player, Clayton Hoover, who was our bass player at Stonehouse as well. And he's a bass player for our Tilted Shadows. Him and I are doing an acoustic show at Avi's Bar in Rural Valley, PA.
I have been there. I believe I saw Terry McCausland there before he was Terry Lee Spencer.
Yes. Yes. You probably did see him there
on a New Year's Eve, I think.
Yeah. Always a good time at Avi's. I have, my friends, Brett Cogley and Jeff Stauffer in Aliantis are going to open the show up for us. A couple months ago, they were playing a show there and I went out and did a solo acoustic set to open up for them. So, they are cool enough to return the favor this weekend.
You have anything else coming up for any of your projects?
Yes. June 10th, I think I am going to be with, doing an acoustic set to open up for Ben Valasek and the Growlers, at the Allegheny Mariner here in Katanning.
That's a band I need to get a hold of.
Yeah. Yeah. Good stuff there. Definitely.
Is Stonehouse still playing?
We're on a bit of a break right now. And not really for any, I wish I had some cool dramatic story to say about it, but I really don't. We had it going for roughly 6 years and, it was just kind of time to take a little bit of a break from it. And I had these acoustic songs brewing that I wanted to work on and, personally, and I've also been trying to break into the voice acting world. And
since you brought that up, why don't you mention your website?
I do have a website with some of my voiceover demos on there. It is just davidhibshen.com.
You might want to spell it.
It's David Hibshen, DavidHipchen.com.
There, that way there's no mistaking it.
Yeah. And I have a commercial demo and I have a narration demo posted on there. I'm actually in the process of working with a studio in downtown Pittsburgh called Market Street Sound on some new demos because I've gotten a little bit of experience and work under my belt since I made those first demos. And just like anything else with music or any kind of art, you practice and you audition and you evolve. And so I have what I consider to be a little bit better demos forthcoming from Market Street Sound in Pittsburgh.
When you mention them, the band that comes to mind to me is Scale. And I don't uh-huh. know what their relationship is, but I know there is one.
I'm not sure exactly what that relationship would be either.
Another great band, website-wise, that's involved with them for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But speaking of Scale,
uh-huh.
I love those guys.
Yes, another great band from our region here.
And they're heavy and they're mm-hmm. loud, but it's mm-hmm. not like an obnoxious heavy and loud. It, like, you can get into it, and I've at Rock for Life, I've been on stage with them, and they're just fun.
Yes, I mean, they are. They're a great band to watch. That's another one that I've seen. At Gigaroo or Rock for Life, at the Leechburg Moose. Mm-hmm. And that's another great band to watch. There's so many fun bands to see, in our region.
Here's a funny Scale story. Last year at Rock for Life, Steve Craven comes walking up to me as they come off stage, and it's like, Bill, take a picture of me with these guys. And I looked at him, and he's like, I've never had my picture taken with them. Huh. Scale has played how many different Rock for Life shows and have been around for how long?
Really? Yeah.
So is Steve, in different bands and multiple sure. bands at a time, but they're, they cross paths all the time. And I was like, really? But.
Yeah, that's, you would think there would have been some photo ops there.
Mm-hmm. I have some questions. Let's get to know David.
Okay.
Let's do an either or. You ready?
Sure.
David Lee Roth or Sammy Hagar?
Oh my. I might have to go Diamond Dave there.
Peter Criss, Eric Singer, or Eric Carr?
Oh boy. People are probably not going to like this, but can I say I don't like Kiss?
Oh man. Yeah, you can say it. Doesn't mean I'm going to be happy about it.
although I would probably pick Peter Criss out of those.
And I would as well. And he's the least talented of the three.
Right. But I like the vibe though of the Peter Criss stuff.
Let's see. Bacon or tofu?
Oh, bacon. Bacon, bacon, bacon.
No one has answered tofu. peanut butter and banana or peanut butter and jelly?
I think I would probably go jelly there.
I almost said peanut butter and pickle. Have you ever done that?
No, but I know some people who have, and they insist it's delicious. I'm taking their word for it.
I ate it at school one day just because my students didn't believe me that I thought uh-huh. it was good. And then some of them tried it and claimed they liked it, but who really knows? let's see. Original Guns N' Roses or current Guns N' Roses?
I think I would have to go original there.
Trying to think of some other Ozzy or Black Sabbath.
Oh man, that is tough right there. There's so much great material both ways there.
Well, here, I'll make it even harder. Dio or Ozzy?
Oh no. Dio was one of my all-time guilty pleasures. You know, like I still like Dio, and some of my friends kind of make fun of me for it.
Let's see. See, I keep wanting to go back to Kiss, but I don't want to do that to you.
that's okay. I respect the hell out of Kiss. In fact, it's some of their earlier stuff I do like. I guess I was never caught up in the whole Kiss machine, but, you know, so there's some of their songs that I do like. And in fact, we were tossing around the idea of trying to play Strutter or, another one of their songs at any rate.
Okay. So, Ace Frehley or Tommy Thayer. They've had like a gazillion guitarists, but we'll go with those two.
I guess Ace Frehley.
So you're going to originals then?
Yeah.
I was going to throw Bruce Kulick in there.
Well, that would make it a tough choice. I mean, Bruce Kulick is a fantastic guitar player.
Did you know he's in Grand Funk Railroad now?
I think I read that in an issue of Guitar World or something to that effect, but.
He also accepted my friend request on Facebook.
Sweet.
Not that he's ever talked to me directly, but. let's see. I'm going to put you on the spot here.
Okay.
Especially after our conversation in between segments. Any band from the area that isn't currently together that you would like to see get back together?
Oh, man. I hate to say what a whole bunch of other people probably say, but being that Chris and BJ are two of my oldest and best friends, I guess I would lean towards Sundog there.
I don't think I've ever gotten that answer.
Oh, really?
It's a good one. I would like to see them get back together. I still have the CD. I know where it is.
I assumed that a whole bunch of people probably said that. Yeah. Yeah. And you know, it's hard for, you know, different things happen for different people. You know, you have families or you have whatever happened going on in your life. And, it's hard. You and I were talking off air earlier, before we got the call started, and I was talking about playing with Bruce years ago, and Bruce and I came and played in studio there. Mm-hmm. And I kind of backed away for a while. Bruce went on playing, everybody around here knows that. I mean, he's a fantastic guitar player, and I
would agree 100%.
Yeah.
And he's really good at growling.
yes. And I kind of backed away for a little while after that. And, you know, I had some things going on, some family things in life that I had to take care of. And it also took me a long time to get over, my, for lack of a better term, my fear of singing in front of people. I sang a couple songs, you know, in Bruce and I's acoustic act, and I sang some backups, but it was by and large, Bruce carrying the vocals and the lead guitars and everything. And I don't know if I mellowed with age or, or what it was exactly. I mean, at some point, it just kind of snapped with me that, like, you know what? I don't give a shit anymore. I want to go do this. I love the play. And that was kind of what got Stonehouse together was, I was working with our lead guitar player, Mark Pampino, and, you know, we would talk on our breaks all the time about playing guitar and, you know, playing whatever, you know, Metallica songs and old metal that we, you know, had in common that we liked. And so we wound up getting together with a drummer, and eventually we got a bass player in, and, we became a band and started to play out. And, you know, it hits you real quick when you're going on stage for your first show, and it's like, okay, now I got to do this in front of everyone. and really it wound up being way more fun once I just relaxed and got over it a little bit.
I have one more question for you in this segment, and it's probably going to be a difficult one. If you were going to put together an all-star band from this mm-hmm. area, and you can't include yourself,
okay,
who would be in your band, and what part would they take? Like, what instrument? You know, are they singing? Are they, you know?
Oof, man.
Pick a genre.
Oh my. Okay. Wow. Let's see. On vocals, I would be kind of tempted to go with Brian Schaefer.
You can't argue that.
You know, he's done some, his work in Cage and, some of the work he's doing currently, either on his own or with the Travelers or
Free Peanut Band.
the Free Peanut Band. You know, he's a very, very talented vocalist. On the guitars, holy hell, how do you even pick? I mean, there's so many.
I told you it was going to be difficult.
Yes, it is. Oh my. How about we get a guitar from Skell?
Okay. So Mike Pallone.
And, maybe from Big House Pete.
So, Paul.
Sure.
Okay. What about bass?
Bass. Oh, geez. Well, I got to tell you, I'm pretty partial to the guy that's playing with us in Tilted Shadows. But if I'm not allowed to pick him, I would think.
Let me throw one at you.
The bass from All My Monsters, I think I would go with.
Oh, Rick Phillips.
Yes.
Look at me pulling names out of my. I must have had fish today.
Yeah. I'm terrible with names. It takes me a few times with names.
Drums?
Oh, my. That's another tough one. So many good ones around here. Once again, I'm partial to... I'm partial to Greg in my band, Greg Schatz, who is also plays with KGB and 90 Amp Fuse.
I know Greg.
Yes. I'm partial to Greg's playing. And I really wish I could pick Keith.
Keith Queter.
Yes.
And that's understandable. We can go with him.
Yeah. Let's go with that.
Any other instruments you want to throw in there?
Oh, geez. For fear of leaving anyone else out, I think we better leave it there. I don't want to leave anybody out of this. So many fantastic players around.
All right. So let's see. We mentioned Big House Pete, who we played earlier. Skell, who I'll play. I think we'll play the Travelers. I have a song from them. So that's Brian. I don't believe he's singing on it, though. I think Carrie is. Well, Keith is Skell as well, so we have that covered. Who am I forgetting?
The bass from All My Monsters.
Oh, All My Monsters. And that was one of the bands that you mentioned off the air that you wanted to hear. So
sure.
We'll fit them all in after this segment.
Awesome.
So once again, if you're just tuning in, with me tonight is David Hipchen from Tilted Shadows. I am Bill Damiano. You're listening to Pennsylvania Rock Show, and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Pennsylvania Rock Show, featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer. Coming at you from AK Music Scene Studios. That's akmusicscene.com, which coincidentally is also parockshow.com that combined them. with me on the phone for one more segment is David Hipchen from Tilted Shadows. We neglected to mention all the band members in Tilted Shadows. You've going around the subject, but you haven't hit them all.
Yes. So obviously myself and our bass player from Stonehouse, Mr. Clayton Hoover, and Jeff Stauffer from a group called Aliantis is our lead guitar player. Really, really nice leads. I love his sound and the way he plays. And Mr. Greg Schatz from KGB and 90 Amp Fuse.
Who do you do the singing?
Yes. And Jeff Stauffer does some backups, and Hoover will do some backups on occasion.
If you had to pigeonhole yourself in a genre, what would you say you guys are?
Well, in Stauffer's words, he thinks we're like an updated version of grunge.
Okay.
Grunge. Which I'm okay with. I mean, grunge was big for me growing up in the 90s, you know.
Now are we talking like Nirvana grunge or STP grunge?
like an Alice in Chains grunge, but you know, there's also a little touch of, I'm a big Red Hot Chili Peppers fan, and my musical taste is all over the place, but I'm a big fan of John Frusciante's guitar playing. So you'll hear a little bit of that in the album. Some of that sort of super clean guitar sound with, you know, maybe I'm playing kind of a jazzy chord and using more of a funk, strumming pattern, while Jeff is playing maybe a distorted part on guitar over that. And, you know, so not, it doesn't really jump out at you, but it's in there and you'll hear it.
Let me ask this in more of a non-direct approach. If I was looking at your music collection, What bands might I see in there?
Holy heck. Well, lately you would see the Red Hot Chili Peppers. You would see the Queens of the Stone Age. You would see lots of Queens of the Stone Age. I love those guys. Alice in Chains, of course. Stone Temple Pilots. I love all of that 90s stuff. But I also have a lot of, you know, like what, one of my new guilty pleasures, I mentioned earlier that Dio was one of my guilty pleasures. One of my guilty pleasures as far as new bands is Avenged Sevenfold. And some of my friends like them and some of my friends hate them. I don't know. I like those guys. I can't get over their guitar playing and so that's kind of a surprise one you would find in my collection.
I actually got surprised myself today. We had a talent show. It was last day of school. And, I run sound and I have to get all the music ready to go with the talent show ahead of time. And the one track that was brought in was a Wiz Khalifa track. And I'm like, wow, you're kidding me. And it actually, it was pretty good. I was like, I don't want to like this.
Yes, exactly. You never know what kind of music on a given day will grab you, will touch you in some way. And I have things. I have Motown music. You know, I have the Shy Lights and Al Green and different things from that era and more of that genre. And I have, I have Hendrix and I have the Doors and all of those, you know, go to classic rock sort of references. Here, Neil Young.
I can go even older than that. My brother posted a YouTube video yesterday or the day before. It was it said the 85th anniversary of the sinking of the Bismarck. And he posted a Johnny Horton song.
Oh my.
Yeah. And I played it. I'm like, wow, I forgot about this. This is a great song.
Nice. Nice.
By today's standards, not so much, but
yeah, but you know, it's all in, that's the great thing about music is, it's all about your individual taste and with the internet nowadays and the availability of every different kind of music you could think of and probably music that you never thought of, you can find it there. You know, there literally is something for everybody out there now.
That's the music in the talent show today went from the Bratz soundtrack am I blanking on their name now? Oh man. Song that they play in on the Penguins telecast like every game this year. I can't think of their name. It'll come to me later.
But I was surprised when I started hearing Threes and Sevens from Queens of the Stone Age on the Penguins broadcast all the time.
You know what happened recently that was really cool? Chip Demonic was played during a Pirate game.
Really?
I think it was a Marte.
Awesome.
Flash, like they were, you know, showing highlights from Marte.
Awesome.
I can't remember what song it was, but it was cool.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. Good for them.
I'm just going to, no segue. If you had to pick one person that has been the most supportive to what you do musically, who would it be and why?
That's actually one of the easiest ones that you've asked me all night. That would have to be my wife, I think, right now. She's been supportive from the get-go when I first decided to start getting together with Mark and Brent Davis, the drummer in Stonehouse, and we started trying to do this band thing. I was like, look, you know, babe, this is undoubtedly going to be a gigantic pain in the ass for you at some point. so bear with me. And she has, and she's been supportive really from the get-go. And, to this day, I know it's, you know, there's times when it's still kind of a pain in the butt for her, but, she sticks with me though. And she supports me in that.
Have you written anything about her?
Not really. I had to think for a second about nothing. Okay. Put it this way. Nothing that's out there. There may be some veiled references there and some other songs that I've written acoustically, but, I'm not really, I guess the Tilted Shadows songs aren't really, what one would call love songs.
Gotcha. let's see. What's your favorite venue that you've ever played at?
Oh my. I have to say, you know, Tilted Shadows hasn't really been out yet. So with Stonehouse, that's where I have my most playing experience. I would have to say our favorite place would be the sidebar,
which I have not made it to. Can you believe that?
Wow. I'm surprised. I'm surprised that you haven't been there yet.
Eventually. As I told you earlier, the twin daughters and son that are all under 7 make things a little difficult.
Oh, yes, absolutely. But,
go ahead.
I was just going to say there's something about that place that it's very intimate. You know, there's just enough room. You know, it's not, I'm sure you've heard, you know,
I've seen photos.
Yeah. You know, there's just enough room that you can get, you know, you can get a nice crowd in there, but it's very intimate. And, you know, Stonehouse, playing in Stonehouse and our style of music that we played, we always, you know, did well in there. We always had great crowds and very, interactive crowds, you know. It's not one of those places where you go you know, you're like, what's up, Katanning? And, you know, maybe one guy in the back is like, woohoo. you know, it's always been a very interactive and fun for us up there.
Well, Steve and Jennifer are in A Common Crown.
Uh-huh.
And then Steve's in Slant 6 and After the Fall. And I'm sure I'm missing something. so, you know, did you see the, it's called Bar Hunters, I think?
Yes. That they were on? Yes.
And, yes. You know, they kept, one of their key things was that they wanted to be able to have bands. And, mm-hmm. you know, it seems to have worked out for them.
Yeah, definitely.
That's another band I haven't seen yet is Common Crown.
No, I haven't seen them yet either. And I would like to, I've also hosted Open Stage up there a couple of times. And that's another, you know, that's a very good open stage. We've had all kinds of people show up from you know, real beginners to, you know, guys like Rob from, the Shiners.
I knew exactly who you were talking about.
Yeah. I mean, I was hosting one night and Rob came up and played a few songs acoustically and I got to tell you the truth. I didn't even want to play after him. I was like, damn it.
Well, you could have whopped it out. You were the host. You could have said, you can keep playing.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I was like, you know, he's like, oh yeah, I'm done. I'm like, oh no, go ahead, man. Play.
Yeah, they were guests on the show a couple months ago. I can't remember which month. And, we actually gave away a copy of their EP.
Nice. I think I might have put in for that sweepstakes, actually.
I think you did. Now that I think about it. Ed Hughes won it.
Ah, nice.
Who is also a local musician.
Yeah, yes. You know, and part of the, something that really bums me out here in the, I grew up in Ford City and I live in Katanning right now. And, there's really not anywhere near the amount of venues that we used to have around here anymore.
Speaking of, is Wick City doing bands again?
They do occasionally do bands. Stonehouse has played in here and I've done my acoustic act in Wick City a couple times. Which is sweet for me because it's only about 5 blocks down the street from my house. So, you know, it's one of the few times that I'm not driving all over creation to a show.
That's why the Pennsylvania Rock Show anniversary is at the Moose.
Nice.
Leechburg Moose. I can walk there in 2 minutes.
that's
they're
good
great
stuff.
Supporters of local music. But
yes. And we have another place here in Katanning, at the Mariner that, you know, in the summertime, they will have musical acts out on their deck that overlooks the river. And, if acoustic style thing, you know, Yeah, I know Ben Valisek is a regular there, and I mentioned earlier I'm going to be opening for Ben and the Growlers there on June 10th.
The Travelers are going to be there a few times.
The Travelers, summer. Yes. If that's your style of music, then the Mariner is a fantastic place to be on Wednesday nights. It's a beautiful deck. You have the river there.
I have been there once. That's a long time ago. Hybrid played acoustic.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
That's the night I was there.
They may have not. I think they probably did not have the deck back then, or at least not as it stands now.
It was John Coslin. Matt was playing. I think he played a bongo.
Hey, what's John doing, by the way?
I don't know. I see him occasionally.
Uh huh.
He's another one that I would love to see in a band again.
Yeah.
He had an awesome voice.
Yes, he really did.
And that goes back to the beginning of when all of what I do started. It was first band I ever worked with was Hybrid.
Nice. That was a fun band.
And, Hybrid and then Sundog and Cage and Doppler Effect. And then it went from there. But, let's see. How about, your favorite piece of equipment that you use?
My favorite piece of equipment. That's another easy one. I would have to default to my guitar that I always play. Pretty much everywhere I go, somebody says, what the hell is that thing? Or they know exactly what it is. It's a 1978 Gibson RD Custom. And, they only made those for a few years. And then I think they transitioned more into the, like Explorer body styles, you know, that were kind of more pointed and a little bit more dramatic in design. Where the RDs were a little bit more rounded and, going back to earlier, Kiss was one of the few, top level bands that used the RD guitars for a while.
If I had to guess, I'd say Paul probably played it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ace had the lightning bolts and
yeah. Ace had all kinds of different stuff. So I stumbled across it. Oh God, I don't even know how many years ago. I was in, Pittsburgh Guitars in the South Side and I stumbled across this guitar and it was just happened to be just about how much money I had and I played it and I was like, oh yeah, this is the one for me, man. And I've probably had this thing for 15 years now and it's still my main thing.
Is it, I'm assuming it was used when you got it.
Yes. Yes. I bought it used and,
is it one of those guitars that it has like, you know, there's a story behind it when you look at it.
I kind of felt that way. I don't know for sure what the story is behind it, but, I know in the 15 or 17 years that it's spent with me, it's probably has some of its own ridiculous stories to tell from that time frame.
That's, KGB's bass player. His bass, I can't remember the brand, but I know it's a 1976. And I believe he said his dad played it. Mm-hmm. And, if you look at their, Rock and Roll Dream album, mm-hmm. the cover art is the bass. It's a close up of the bass.
Oh, yes. Yes. That's a nice bass that he plays too. It's got a great sound.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what, With this Gibson, it has all my guitar player friends, always remark about the clean sound of this guitar. It is the cleanest, sort of clean or acoustic sounding electric guitar, for lack of a better term, that I've ever encountered without using any effects, you know, without using an acoustic simulator pedal, mm-hmm. without using compression. You know, maybe I put a little bit of chorus on it, depending on the song. But the clean sound is just ridiculous on that guitar. And it's, and the distortion side is nice as well in that it sort of has that 1978 sound. sort of like a, with a, you know, using a newer distortion pedal and I have an old PV tube amp that I play through. You know, it kind of gives you that, you know, it's like Thin Lizzy meets the Queens of the Stone Age distorted sound, you know?
I think I have an idea of how you're going to answer this question. If you could open for any current band,
mm-hmm.
who would it be?
Oh, my. Well, that would either any current band. With respect to who I think our music, with Tilted Shadows and this album we have coming out, with respect to the band, I think that would mesh the best with, I would probably say Alice in Chains, but I'm kind of inclined to say Queens of the Stone Age just because I've been on a big kick with them.
That was
lately.
The band I was expecting you to say.
Yeah.
What about any band that any band, like, you can take death out of the picture, you can pick anything.
Okay. Oh my. Well, that just opens up so much stuff. I think we could really fit in with so many different bands. I don't know so much about some of the newer metal bands. Like, I would love to say that we could go out and play a show with Avenged Sevenfold, but, I don't know if I see that working. They would probably make us look like, it was our first day on the job.
How about, what's your dream venue to play at?
My dream venue. Well, a couple years ago, the wife and I went out to Denver for a wedding. And we had an extra day or two because both of us had some vacation time saved up. So we went exploring that region of Colorado and we found the Red Rocks. And I think after having been there, and you know, and explored the Rocky Mountains around it, and you know, the Red Rocks Amphitheater is open to the public when there's on days when there's not concerts. Like, anybody can go there, and you can stand on the stage, you can take a walk around the place, you can, there's a gift shop, there's all kinds of things. That place is awesome. If that's one place that's kind of my bucket list, and maybe it's that might be kind of a pipe dream, but it's still a bucket list item for me, is Red Rocks. I would love to play there someday somehow.
I can't remember which recent band said the exact same thing. You can't remember who it was. In the 11 years, almost 11 years that I've been doing this show, the memory uh-huh. has been getting worse.
Yeah, well, mine too.
But, let's see. Is there anyone that may tune in that you'd like to shout out to and say hello before we go?
Well, I'm hoping that my fellow band members in the Tilted Shadows are giving it a listen. Hey guys, thank you so much for agreeing, you know, to work with me on this and turning it into what it became. Because the songs really came out cool and I can't wait to put them out there. And, you know, anyone in my family who has, supported me and, you know, my wife or, you know, my mom might even tune into this and she gets excited about stuff, you know. So hi, Mom. Yeah. I guess that would be it for me is, you know, and my guys in Stonehouse as well. You know, they may be tuning in, Mark and our drummer Fu, and Hoover, our bass player. You know, so much fun to do what we do. And like we discussed earlier, it's a lot of work. And, you know, there's not a lot of guys I'd rather do it with than the guys in Stonehouse and the guys in Tilted Shadows.
Cool. All right. So you've been listening to Pennsylvania Rock Show. With me tonight was David Hitchin of the Tilted Shadows and Stonehouse, and he plays acoustic. You find him at his website, www.davidhitchin.com. That's his voiceover stuff. Stonehouse, I believe, has a Facebook page.
We do, yes.
And do you remember what it is?
It's just Stonehouse. Okay. I don't think we have any like numbers or any special thing with it.
And eventually you will be able to find the Tilted Shadows on there as well. I'm positive that I will be linking that on my website so you can find it there once that happens. And thank you for being on the show with us tonight.
Uh-huh. Yes. Oh, by the way, Stonehouse on Facebook is stone.house.33.
So there are numbers in there.
Yes. Yes. I didn't think so, but I just looked to make sure. And I will be launching the Tilted Shadows site pretty soon as soon as we secure, the artwork and some pictures and stuff to put up. And, I thank you so much for having me on, Bill.
No problem. I do have one last question for you.
Okay.
Does the 33 represent something?
No, I think that's what Mark Zuckerberg gave us.
Ah. I thought so. It's more of a rolling rock thing where nobody knows why it's there.
Yeah, it's as far as I know, it's happenstance.
Hey, well, thanks again for being on the show. I have some more of the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer coming up for you next.
Thank you, Bill.